Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We fell back down to earth very quickly before we get into the stunning state of affairs that took place tonight at the Olimpico between Roma, Bologna. As always, thank you to all of our wonderful patrons over at Patreon. If you would like to join the schizophrenic, that's probably putting it even mildly, group chat that just took place during this game, which some of the things levied into it, I will undoubtedly raise during this episode. If you would like to see that, if you would like to be reassured that you are not the only sick one in your life subjecting yourself to this on a weekly to oftentimes bi-weekly basis, you can go to patreon.com/RomaPress. And of course, the video version on YouTube at Dias Roma Press, as well as all of the other socials, like, subscribe, all of that stuff. We thank you for the support because it makes evenings like tonight's, Andy, a bit more tolerable, or I should say digestible. Where do you want to start? Because the first thing I come to is, this is the path we have chosen with this team. Just know that if you ever begin to get that sort of high with Roma, you should always expect the crash at some point. I don't even know if crash, that Roma would have preferred a crash tonight. Tonight was a Malaysian, was it Malaysian Airlines level of the flight that disappeared, that crashed into?
No, it's that level, Matt. No,
it's not. That first half, they went off the radar.
It's not.
And disappeared. Yeah. And exploded like those dumbasses who wanted to go see the Titanic some months ago.
Yes, but in that flight there was no reason. Like, we have no reason here. We have a reason. We more or less, let's not fool ourselves. We knew what we could potentially expect in this match.
Yes,
this result wasn't so far fetched against this Bologna side that was coming off two draws where they failed to score, and they had a full week of preparation going into this match against the Roma team that played the way they played. In 10 men against Milan, don't tell me that you didn't feel like this result could be in the air. Because in my opinion,
we all felt like this result is in the air. Bologna just lost their second best player, arguably their most creative force. I thought, okay, they're there for the taking, at least partially. In terms of momentum, okay, Bologna, they lose Luis Ferguson. They are coming off two draws. Roma, your first two matches against Milan in the season, non-existent, and then you beat them twice within 7 days. In my opinion, in terms of momentum, it was in your favor. I have to say, even though you can reasonably explain to me before the match that this was going to happen. Of course, I'm not going to be surprised. It's Roma. I have to tell you, though, that can we say this was the first time Roma in the era of Daniele De Rossi where Roma were handled? I mean, even in Inter, they weren't handled because they dominated 50 minutes of that match, and then it all went to hell in 40, the following 40. This match, I would say, though, they were handled, no?
I want to go back to the preface to this game, which is one team was spent. On Thursday night, you can't tell me El Shaarawy in that game, he dies. He's 10 minutes away from having a collapsed lung himself, just like Evan Dika. He was that close. Okay.
You are trying to get me sued with baiting me with these references.
No, okay.
I'm not going to stay quiet.
You have.
I'm staying quiet. No. Continue.
I know that name, though. I know that name brings up certain emotions in you. I'm just saying, this we've seen this Bologna team handle basically everybody in the league this season. There's not a single team that they did not beat in this league. They beat Inter, they beat Juve, they beat Napoli, they beat Roma. Remember at the Dallara, they completely handled us.
Oh, they handled Roma.
They are capable of this. They were the better side today. But why? They felt more prepared. Roma, there was very little preparation going into this game, and you felt it. The emotions may have been there. Roma, from an emotional standpoint, may have been focused on this match. But energy-wise, they couldn't match Bologna. It's that easy. It's the same as what Milan suffered with Roma. They could not match our energy. We just ran lapses around them, even when we were down to 10 men. Bologna tonight, they don't, you know, they fully deserve the result because they were the better side. But I think this is a result that is determined by the energy of the players on the pitch. It's not even about the performance or the tactics or the preparation, although obviously in that regard, Bologna have the edge. And I'm very curious what happens to Bologna next season. Because if Thiago Motta walks away, if the more precious pieces get sold, that team is about to get dismantled next season. If they make it the Champions League, and they will make the Champions League, it's going to be a historic one-season wonder for them. But tonight, they fully deserve it. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they were the better side, but they had the momentum. I don't think that Roma had the momentum going into this. If you look at how Roma handle Europa League and Serie A, you always know that it's a completely different atmosphere, especially given where they were coming from in Serie A. Their last match in Serie A was Udinese. Udinese was not going Roma's way. It was not going Roma's way. Then a few days later, after that catastrophe in Udinese, with everything that went on performance-wise and also the episode with Ndika, we get the match we get against Milan, which it blows your mind because you think, wow, that's not the same team. And tonight we also get a Roma team that is just not there energy-wise. They could not keep up with Bologna. Alexis Salsmakers, I don't know if Stefano Pioli was holding him back or something, but the man looks on crack. He
always torches Roma. Remember that goal he had against Usain Roma?
Bolt. No, I remember that, but this season he is doing things that nobody ever expected him to do. Everything is going Bologna's way. That's great. But tonight, I think it was just their merit. Roma, we're just not up to it.
I don't know if I could disagree with you more about the tactical point of it. I thought Roma looked so overwhelmed tactically. They couldn't piece together anything. They had two chances in the first half, clear-cut chances. That one of El Shaarawy, that there's no excuse for that. That needs to be scored. They just looked so unsure of themselves. It is so terrifying to me that they can look so assured of themselves one night and then we get something like tonight. I just think Thiago Motta did a number on Roma, and I think even I haven't seen what De Rossi has said yet. I can't bring myself to turn on the zone right now because I'm already sick. I don't want to vomit while we are recording this. I am curious to see what De Rossi would have to say because I assume he is going to come out and say, or at least take partial blame for it, because I just do think there are things he got incorrect. This thing with the right backs, I can't understand because it seemed like he had a nice flow where Karsdorp was starting leagues, Agiselik was starting in Europe, and now I don't know. I feel like Vito Corleone is standing over Sonny's corpse saying, oh, look at they massacred my boy when we're talking about Salik because I've defended the guy to the death almost. And tonight he was terrible. But as was half the team. I mean, the midfield in the first half.
When did you ever defend Zeki Salik? What are we?
Hey, I have said. Hold on. I have said. I have called for Roma to release photos of him holding the newspaper because I could not understand why he was not getting
time.
That's
not a defense. That's okay. Also, why he starts today because he got a red card against Milan. He's not gonna play in the Europa League. So you might as well now play him in Serie A. And he was giving you the answers. Zeki Selic was giving you the answers.
We can get to the group chat in a moment because this is
the group chat.
No, listen, I love our patrons. Minutes. They keep us grounded, man. Like anytime I feel like I am further
you're slipping into the darkness of madness.
When I realize my mental health is going down into the pits of hell. I pull that up and I'm like, okay, I'm not alone here. I mean, one thing I'm not going to do, and I think completely just misses entirely the point of tonight. I mean, some of the patrons were talking about, they made a big mistake announcing the deal or the contract of De Rossi last week.
Oh my God. Why did they
I can't go there. I know you're not going there, right? I can't bring myself to that.
I'm never going. No. Why? Oh my God. Oh my God. Why would you
say that
to me?
There's about 50 things we could take from the night that we take issue with.
Pleasant Monday evening and you're here bringing up these mad takes.
There were multiple people that agreed with this and I couldn't. How can you have Thursday evening where everybody is cheering and going mad and then have just a few days later, hold that same idea in your head? It is such a conflict. Those two things are in complete conflict of each other. Anyway, I want to set the baseline moving forward for the rest of the episode. I assumed you weren't in that camp as well, but I suppose for people watching, I'm not even going to venture down that path. I'm already sick. The thought of having to even discuss that, I will vomit. I will vomit in front of everybody, and I'm not going to edit it out. So I can't even begin to express the level of terror that I felt when there were some people seriously and concretely discussing this as that having any connection to tonight. I don't know what the announcement of De Rossi has anything to do with tonight. Yes, you may have issues with what he does tactically, and clearly there are some things he needs to do better. I'm sure he would be the first to admit that. But I can't do that tonight. There's plenty of things I could point out as to what went wrong, but that doesn't even enter into my mind of the top 50. I suppose if we just want to go big picture with this, is that Champions League adio? Is that it?
What? Is that what? You're not going to meet? What? You're going to. Are we? I saw in the group. I stay away from the group chat during games. I really don't. And I whenever patrons tag me, off it goes into oblivion, that notification. I'm swiping it away. I'm not even going there. It's not happening. You're not tagging me during the match. I'm not looking into it. I'm not going to be exposed to the madness of it. What I can say is that the fact that we were already feeling defeated at the start, I saw people say, well, that's it. That's Champions League. No, you're still. It's five places in Champions League, okay? Five places. Bologna now are 7 points above us. God bless them. Good luck to them next year. You're still very much in it. I don't understand where this defeatism is coming from. The fact is, once again, that there are games you're prepared to face. There are games that you're not prepared to face. Maybe there are going to be lessons learned. Jesus, we've been surprised so many times this season. I'm not even going to... If you look at this calendar that Roma is facing... it's crazy, yes.
Yes.
But it's also full of potential surprises. I'm not, you know, we've seen this Roma team do things, lift our spirits up, get us hopeful after being hopeless. So I don't understand why we have to choose this game as the moment where everything dissipates and everything crumbles. No.
Yes.
No, it doesn't. I agree. This doesn't. As bad as this result is, I can honestly say that if there was a game that I felt we may not be able to stand up to, it was this one. I just think, considering where these two teams were coming from, Thiago Motta was never going to get this game wrong. It just was not going to happen after the last two results of his team not scoring goals. And if you've seen, you said it, that Bologna miss against Frosinone, remember, at the last second, Ndoye. If you see those games, you realize that Bologna were just waiting to go on a scoring run. And today it happened. They worked it out perfectly. They worked for them. God bless them. Let's see what they do next season. For Roma, this is far from over. I don't understand why we have to always blow things up out of proportion. It's not Roma who do it for us. First of all, we do it to ourselves. Then obviously yes. Roma contribute by bringing disappointment, by bringing happiness, whatever it is. But we are the first ones who take a game like this, a game where Bologna were just so vastly superior in terms of fitness levels, obviously also in tactics, because at the end of the day, they run circles around you. Then episodes, they don't go our way. We have those two easy misses, major misses. There's that goal line save.
Yeah, well, and we sound like losers too. I mean, the refereeing in that first set, Maresca
within 10 minutes produces four yellow cards. Leandro Paredes is once again suspended. It blows my mind that there are fans
with how angry he was too, man. My gosh, what a
And you already know, if you're getting a yellow card at the 6 minute, you know that you have a team on your hands who's nervous and is nervous and is feeling that. And that immediately contributes to, this is not an excuse. It's factual. This is football. It's psychology. It's mentality. It's energy. It's everything. It's the physical part and the mental part. Roma today, they were outclassed under both of those. So mentally and physically, Bologna were far superior.
They absolutely were. Nobody is going to, again, come on and try to argue that Roma deserves something out of this. I suppose my fear from this is that calendar that you mentioned. I mean, it is, when you compare the calendar of Roma to Bologna, we shouldn't even mention Bologna anymore, yeah? I mean, we seem to be wasting time at this point. It's top five. It's down to you, and it's down to Atalanta. If you beat Atalanta, you're going to get top five. So, one of you is going to finish fifth, and both of you are in the Europa League semifinal. The balancing act that is going to go on between these two clubs is going to be fascinating to watch unravel in these coming weeks. I didn't think it was top five. Goodbye after tonight. I agree with you in the sense that I think maybe people are just feeling a bit dramatic.
There's too many variables that can still work both against you and in your advantage.
So I suppose then the natural thing from tonight is you see such a drastic difference in performance from what we saw just a few days ago. Are you putting that down to just the fatigue factor in it? Because it is one thing to be fatigued. I am just struck at if you were to say, okay, Daniele De Rossi, he arrives 15 January. I'm going to write down every single match that Roma have from then until now. Which ones do Roma tactically, do they look overwhelmed? Now, we know Bologna has been functioning essentially like a machine this season. They know, you want to talk about a team who knows the ideas of the manager, what to do, what they need to do if somebody is missing. I mean, they are a...
Absolutely. Unbelievable. Yes. They work wonders. The way they move up the pitch, the way they manage to counterattack, the way they manage to build from the back and move smoothly across the pitch, nobody does it like them this season. This season, in that regard, they're the best team in Italy.
Yeah, I mean, as far, particularly too, knowing their role, that is something that I think is an underwhelming sense of ensuring that every single player knows their role on the pitch, what they are being asked to do, ensuring that they're not doing too much, too loud. That is where I look at them and I say, my good, I mean, he has them firing on all cylinders. I suppose the thing I would pose is this thing with Derossi. It's a non-talking point. I'm not even going to venture down that. And again, the other part with the people that are taking issue with Derossi, even if you add it tonight as a loss, even if you knew in January, look at his record. I don't know how Derossi even enters into the minds of the first 20 things that you have an issue with tonight. Is this simply from tonight the kind of result of the squad perhaps isn't as deep as we thought, or are they overachieving in the sense? I suppose I'm trying to find that one thing that we can say, okay, it makes sense that this happened, because I do agree with you in the sense that I didn't think Roma were going to win today. Admittedly, I didn't think they were going to win. I thought tonight would be a draw. I did not see a 3-1 defeat. But I didn't for 1 minute believe that they were going to beat Bologna tonight. Especially, I mean, forget Thiago Motta. Just look at what Bologna has done to Roma over the past 3 to 5 years. I said this in the group chat, and you bring it up every so often as well. Federico Santander, a guy, he has to be playing in Serie C.
Oh, yeah. 2019. It's the 2018-2019 season. Santander, 2-0. He scores 2-0 on you. Yeah. Ivan Marcano in that game.
Yeah. I don't know which country he plays in, which league he plays in, or if he even is playing football anymore. I mean, the goals that Roma concede to Bologna are stratospheric. They're unbelievable. Tonight, I think it was a confluence of minor episodes mixed with fatigue kind of rolled into one. I don't think there is one variable from tonight. I think it's several tiny things mixed into one. I mean, that first goal, come on. I'll throw the data up right now, but an XG, that goal alone had an XG score of 0.08, which essentially means nobody scores that. Somehow XG hasn't factored in the Roma variable, but I'm sure the smart people who track all of that data, they will come up with that at some point. On top of that, too, you have a referee who, I don't know what happened to him this past week, Maresca. He was so pissed off. He was wanting to fight. Did you see how physical he was getting with everybody too? I thought that was so bizarre, seeing this little guy out there just clearly having a very, very bad evening for one reason or another.
Yeah. His wife's probably putting him to sleep on the couch, you know, going back home.
Yeah.
Clearly cold dinner waiting for him in the fridge. You know, it's microwave not working. You know, it's the misery, utter misery. And that's why he then takes it out, and you've got four players with yellow cards within a span of 15 minutes.
I mean, he comes out firing. I mean, he was taking no prisoners.
He was in a groove. He was in a groove. Before halftime, four players, four yellow cards. Five. with Bologna also five. One yellow card in the first half, four yellow cards for Roma. It was unreal. It was on a roll.
It was pathetic, but it goes to the greater. That is something we could talk about every single episode if we wanted to. And then on top of that is Vilar, who has not put a foot wrong. That second goal, okay. And then, I mean, from there, it's just, okay, good night. I mean, we are talking about, I guess this is my long, convoluted way of trying to get to the point of, I truly don't think, even as shit as Roma were tonight, the gap between these two teams is not 3-1. Now, I sound like Giampiero Ventura, who for about 5 years straight, every single time Torino faced Roma, didn't win, he would always say, we dominated, even though they never won. I'm not going to go that far and make myself sound that stupid. I don't think the gap tonight was 3-1. Maybe you do. I don't think the gap between these two teams is that significant. I just think you have...
No.
I just think there is a very clear difference when, as you said, you have a team that is such a well-oiled machine that has been together for what, 2 years now, Thiago Motta, and they just know what to do. They are so in sync, so in harmony of one another that even when they lose somebody like Luis Ferguson, they can manage without issue, even though this team is not deep. By the way, I know you kind of touched upon this. It is going to be a fun story, Bologna, when they go to Champions League. It is going to be the worst thing that ever happened to them. No? I mean, they are going. They might go down to Serie B.
The moment Thiago Motta leaves, everybody else leaves. All the big players leave. Calafiori, Xerxes. I mean, everybody that is worth something. Ferguson is not going to leave because of the ACL. But aside from that, I mean, it's just going to go that way for them. Because we've seen it in the past. These teams, unfortunately, they blow up. They can't sustain this level. But it's true. It's that difference. The Roma are a team. We have to remember, this is a team that it takes a lot of effort for them to each game to go out there. And every game, they have to figure it out. It's not like, you know, they don't have it automatically pat down. They're still a team that has very much PTSD from that terrifying first half of the season. Okay, the fact that they've picked up their form doesn't mean that they've erased everything, that they started with a clean slate. No, this team is still trying to figure it out. And every game you see them, they need some time to gel, to get acclimated. Sometimes it works better, sometimes it doesn't, and they get off to a slow start. Whereas Bologna, it's a team that has it. This season, everything's clicking. They read each other. They know each other. They're playing like crazy. They're scoring like crazy. They're good. They're really good. So it's just a matter of when these two teams meet each other. When does it happen? I mean, look at Atalanta.
Yes.
Look at Atalanta, what they did. They beat Liverpool in an unexpected way. Unbelievable. Then they go to Serie A and they lose against the relegation side. And they get their asses kicked in the second half. They allow Hellas Verona for a comeback. I mean, it's ridiculous, but it happens. That's the way it works. And then they go out the next game, and they still perform really well against Liverpool. So everything's possible. Everything is convoluted, but it's about teams who have a chance to restore, refresh, gather themselves, and also they have a system to fall back on. And then there is Roma, who have to adapt. They can't. They don't have it yet. It's not a team that has it. If you had it, you'd be competing for something. Roma are lucky and deserving of competing for Europa League, sure, but it takes a lot out of them. Every time they have to switch every 3 days, it takes a lot out of them to read the game properly and to adapt to the game. And tonight, the Bologna just had that edge. That edge of being a team that was mentally ready for it, I don't think Roma were.
I don't think they were either. I don't think anybody is going to disagree with you. So based on what I'm hearing then, your level of overall concern is what? Or are you not concerned at all following tonight? Is tonight simply one of the usual that we see every single season from this team? Where they just piss themselves and they just don't have it. I mean, we could point to a handful of these games in over the seasons, and this is almost like a holiday. It comes once a year.
Absolutely. But a lot of people pointed out last night, last night, our patrons, you know, on the eve of tonight's match, they were sending us all these screenshots of the result that directly followed Roma's qualification to the next round of the Europa League semifinal last year against Feyenoord. Yes. The match right after that one was Atalanta-Roma. Atalanta win 3-1. Huh? Guess what? 3-1. Palomino does what Palomino does. He almost kills Paulo Dybala. But the point was, Atalanta were ready for that game. Roma were not. Roma, it wasn't even that they were coming off a high, that they were reeling from the emotion of going through. It was just they were not ready for it. They needed time. It was like this Roma team, they were very much one of those sides that still has to wrap its head around the fact that they have to switch from context to context. You can't approach this game exactly the same way as this one. And this is a work in progress. Bologna are also a work in progress, sure. But for their dimension, for what their objectives were at the start of the season, and given where they are now, they are cruising on a tactical high, on an emotional high, on a physical high. Everything except for this Ferguson injury is going really well for them. And they've managed to overcome difficulty after difficulty, and congratulations to them. The point is that we are talking about two different teams who are battling different circumstances. And it's as we've underlined so many times, it's so different. I think the only team that has been completely unable to work with the blessing that they have one match per week is Juve. Juve, after a really hot start to the first half of the season, they've been horrendous. 12 points in 42 games or something. 12 points out of 42 points in the second half of the season. I mean, really bad. But everybody else, when they have this shot, this chance, like Bologna, to compete for Champions League football, and they have time to prepare, and they have time to read the opponent, I mean, they go into a Stadio Olimpico that is packed, a Stadio Olimpico that is notorious for how Roma are able to swiftly handle their opponent, usually on a good night. They went in there, they didn't look scared, they didn't look like they felt uncomfortable, everything was working for them, everything was just working smoothly. Roma, instead, they were misreading passes. They were really they were clunky. They didn't move well. They got unlucky several times. They missed some easy chances. And then once we score, you know, once we score with Azmoun, Bologna hit right back, and that sinks you. And that sinks you. And that, I think, shows the difference between the two teams, because Roma just didn't have it in them to make that comeback. I did not believe that Roma would be able to come back. They were not able to. Bologna just sort of clinched it. They sealed it off, and they said, not today. Today you don't have it in you. You're not gonna compete with us. Right now, we're just on a different level. Right now, we are the ones to come out victorious yet again for the, unfortunately, second time this season, given that we got our asses handled by them at the Dall'Ara on, I think it was on December 15th. And
yes,
it's again, I always say it because as someone from Bologna, I find it very, very fitting that the Bologna Stadium, the Dall'Ara, is right next to one of the biggest cemeteries in the entire country, La Certosa. It's my family is buried there, and it's so funny that in order to get to the Dall'Ara, you are basically passing by all those little shops with flowers, with tombstones, you know.
Yes. It's
fucking fitting, because every time we go to the Dall'Ara, it seems like we're going to our death, and precisely every time, that's what happens.
Well, and I also mentioned too, just by habit, that the Dall'Ara, beyond having the cemetery right outside of it, also, by the way, I don't like just to shit on all of these places. There are some very good restaurants, by the way, directly outside the stadium. So I want to at least give them credit for that. But I have mentioned this before. It is, despite what you may see from the outside of all these decrepit stadiums, it is the only stadium I have ever been to where the plumbing just consistently doesn't work. And you say having your ass handed to you, that was the first thing that came to my mind. I mean, that place.
literally. With some venereal disease, by the way. Yeah.
All right. So clearly tonight, crap. We're not going to overreact. I guess that naturally flows into what we have coming up. By the way, we haven't talked about it yet, but the fact that Roma are having this replay against Udinese on Thursday of this week. So they're going to have less than 3 full days to prepare.
It's fantastic. Fantastic.
I am not...
20 minutes in fucking Friuli. Oh, my God.
I think... Well, it's Friuli. I'll be quiet.
Yeah, please.
I'll be quiet. If you want to know what it's like, just go to Switzerland. You're better
off. Okay, okay, it's fine. It's fine. Doing it's what fine. I did. Stop. 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 Don't go there.
Usually when it comes to this this attitude of bridesmaid, not the bride with Roma, I tend to dismiss it, and I generally don't like it because we seem to have this inferiority complex, whether it be journalists, media, supporters, casual support, just anybody in the sphere of Roma, this inferiority complex is very noticeable. It's something we like to, in my opinion, call upon in inopportune moments when it's convenient. So when it comes to a lot of the conspiracy theories, which some of these are obviously founded in half-truths, some of the conspiracy theories, I understand why there is a need, or I should say a habit of wanting to call to them. This is one of the few instances, though, where I can say definitively, without hesitation, if this was Juventus, if this was Milan, if this was Inter, you can guarantee, without any question asked, okay, that this would not have happened. I don't know why. This is something, because...
Even you can be Lazio, mind you. Even Lazio, yes, I think, yes. On this stage, politically, they are far superior than, say, Roma. So I think this is all comes down to... Obviously, there's rules and blah, 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 but it just... At this moment, with what's at stake also in the Europa League, and given what Roma have done over the last few years to put Italy in a position where they can have 5 teams accessing Champions League.
The only club to do anything in Europe over recent seasons, by the way.
I mean,
besides Inter,
we'll get to the Champions League final. Yes. I mean, you cannot, I do not then want to hear the likes of Gravina, Cassini, all those bullshitters come on and say, you know, Italian football this, Italian football that. Italian football, nothing. You have to help Italian football. And this is not helping. So I understand people bring up the fact that in France, you know, they helped the teams that qualified. They helped them by moving the games until the end of the season. In France, you have 18 teams. Here in Italy, we don't have that. Why? Because people keep voting against it. Roma were among the only 4 clubs in Italy.
One of three voted, or four, yes.
4 clubs voted in favor of having 18 teams, everybody else voted against. And that's how it works. And that's how it works in all facets of life in Italy. You make one step forward. In this case, you have teams like Fiorentina, like Atalanta, like Roma, who qualify, who continue to push in Europe, despite a really difficult schedule, despite a schedule that every year, I mean, Roma have been playing over 50 games a year for the past 3 seasons, basically. Instead of having a system that facilitates that rewards you for it, you have a system that just doesn't care. They don't care. And you have teams like, wait, I think we lost, there was a vote on this, and even a club like Empoli, who's supposedly our friends,
yeah, they go against us.
We're on good terms, they vote against. What are you talking about?
Listen, there is, to steal one of my favorite all-time Vines, or I don't even know if this was on Vine, but it's one of the videos that I think embodies the way you and I are going to sound when discussing this. Il cagacaxi, the dick cheater, the moaner. That is what we are going to sound like.
Yes, yes.
Il cagacaxi. And I understand we're going to sound like moaners and crybabies, whiners. I, for the life of me, because listen, Rosella Sensi, I think we follow each other. 99% of the time, I sort of just dismiss what she has to say because most of it is rooted in
just having been, you know, connected to her father, who was the president of Roma. If we want to go down her sordid history as the president of Roma, I don't think we want to go down that path. She seems to conveniently at times bypass some of the things she did, like putting Roma's training ground up so her and her sister can get some quick. But we're not going to go down that path. In this case, one of the things she said a couple of days ago is right. I don't understand. You would just think, for assume I am an idiot, okay? And I know very little of the history of Serie A. You would think, okay, we have two clubs left in Europe. We just got awarded, because of these two in part, we just got rewarded with an extra Champions League place. You know what would be great? To help them. To help them. And by the way, what Roma were asking for, and this is the part that just it burns my ass, because it just goes to show you that it pays. I was never a huge fan of Gagliani when he was at Milan, but it matters like this, where having some of those old guard in place, so to speak, this is where it pays dividends. Having somebody, a total imbecile of the likes of Claudio Lotito, okay? A guy who falls asleep at times during Lega Serie A meetings. I mean, there are multiple photos of him asleep at these meetings.
Not only in, also in the Senate. Worse yet, he's a senator who falls asleep in the Senate. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Having somebody like that, it's instances, these bureaucratic, nonsensical, stupid matters. Okay. And by the way, the other thing that burns my ass, beyond the fact that Roma don't have some decrepit 71-year-old who you know, has been in the top flight of Italian football since World War II, because he has been paying the correct people. The reasoning behind Udinese not wanting to delay it to the end of May, for instance, is, well, there is so much at stake with the relegation race. We can't wait to finish this, because we won't know what the situation of our club is. It is too important to delay. As if that somehow supersedes Europa League semifinal. Just the absolute mental gymnastics I've had to see with this. Over the past this thing has only been going on 48 to 72 hours. And I felt as if my IQ dropped 10 to 12 points, just having to seriously engage with some of these points that are being discussed. I made the mistake of turning on Sky Sport, because I am forever just insistent upon punishing myself. Some of the things they are saying, I don't think it was Di Marzio, but somebody on there said, Udinese, even though we don't consider them, they are an institution of Serie A, and they are too important to the history of Serie A that they have the right to have clarity before the end of May, before these final 20 minutes. I sat there with my jaw agape. That was an honest argument from somebody. I couldn't believe some of the shit I've had to hear this week with this match. What is there to say? Like, the fact they are playing this on Thursday is nothing short of an embarrassment. Oh, man. Yeah?
I don't even know. Are we doing a podcast right after that? Okay, I can't. Do we bring ourselves on?
Yeah,
to 20
minutes.
20 minutes.
On a Thursday?
No, also, not even that. Even, like, you take into account everything that preceded that. I don't even know how you would even approach 20 minutes. It just sounds bizarre. I understand. But it sounds bizarre given everything that is at stake, that is still there to be played with. And obviously, guess what? We'll be facing Fabio Cannavaro on his debut.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I wanted to end with.
Isn't that a fantastic storyline, to have potentially Fabio Cannavaro get his first good result in his debut in Serie A? I mean, that's just wonderful. In a 20-minute match, that's what dreams are made of, as Carly Simon used to sing.
I do not know the fact this is even happening. I'm trying to wrap my head around this. It's been nothing short of an embarrassment. Let's just leave it there. I don't know when we'll be back. Certainly we will be back. We'll probably be back immediately.
We'll be back immediately.
Thursday after watching teams play 15 to 20 minutes of football.
20 minutes. Jesus Christ.
We'll leave it there. We'll see everyone later in the week. It won't be worse than tonight. It will be a Thursday closer to the weekend. We will be in much better spirits, as will you, when we reconvene after the thrilling display as Roma face an institution in Italian football in Udinese, in one of the most thrilling parts of the country, in Friuli. So we will be back then. Until next time. Ciao.